I'm Kane native Ed Rose, and this is Citizen Kane PA. On this weekly broadcast, I uncover little-known facts and forgotten memories from the hilltop. This week's program is called Red Murray's Summer in Kane. Can you imagine one of baseball's biggest stars coming to Kane to coach a semi-pro baseball team? If you're a fan today, think Bryce Harper or Mike Trout. What are the odds? You're probably thinking they're about the same as being struck by lightning twice. Well, believe it or not, during that memorable summer of 1920, the storied John Red Murray of New York Giants fame set up shop on Fraley Street at the New Thompson House. According to a story of that era from Baseball Magazine, Red Murray's throwing arm was the best ever. His ground-covering ability and sureness of eye were classic. Furthermore, he was a remarkably fast base runner and a heavy hitter as well. In his 7 seasons as a regular, Murray led National League outfielders in home runs, runs batted in, stolen bases, and assists a total of 16 times. John Joseph Murray was born to Scottish immigrants in 1884 in the north central Pennsylvania town of Arno, where Mother Jones led a famous strike of the United Mine Workers in 1899. After attending Arno Public Schools, John, already known as Red for his flaming hair, played semi-pro baseball in Elmira, New York. Following 2 years at Lockhaven College, where he played football, basketball, and baseball, Murray moved on to the University of Notre Dame in 1904. For 2 years, Red was the catcher and batting star of the Fighting Irish baseball team. According to the Society of American Baseball Research, Murray's combination of power and speed places him in some heady company. Since 1900, only 13 players have finished in the top 5 in the major leagues in home runs and stolen bases during the same season. Willie Mays and Hank Aaron are the only players to accomplish this feat in the past 70 years. Only 3 men did it twice: Honus Wagner, Ty Cobb, and Red Murray. No doubt about it, Red Murray was a big star in his day. Red came to Kane in mid-May of 1920 for $500 a month. His club played teams from Elk County, the Elkos, led by former big leaguer Herbie Moran, Oil City, Franklin, and Jamestown, along with various industrial teams. Sometimes Red coaxed other big leaguers like George Sisler and Ray Caldwell of Corydon into coming to town. All in all, on a hot summer afternoon in the days before TV and air conditioning, the entertainment value and quality of play of Red's brand of baseball was quite high. It must have been to support Red's $500 per month price tag. Now, back to that tale of being struck twice by lightning. In what his former Hall of Fame manager John McGraw called the greatest and most dramatic catch he ever saw, lightning lit up the sky and the accompanying crash of thunder fairly jarred the earth when Red made a game-saving catch at Forbes Field for the Giants in 1909. It was later featured in Ripley's Believe It or Not. 5 years later, lightning struck again, as it were. In July of 1914, Murray was knocked unconscious by a bolt of lightning after catching a ball for the final out in a 21-inning contest. Murray subsequently returned to the Elmira area where he owned and operated a battery and tire store for 2 decades, served as Democratic alderman for 3 years, and was Elmira's recreation director for 18 years. He died of leukemia in 1958 in Sayre, Pennsylvania, not far from his birthplace. Well, that's all for this week, friends. Please send your feedback to citizenkanepa@gmail.com. And thank you for listening.